868. I don't know who's supposed to make the call to C-TRAN to talk to their people about staying in third position when they get to a stop. But every single day I get to 5th and Madison, a C-TRAN bus is there, and even today they have their flashers on in first position. The lady is out of her seat writing on a piece of paper. And I have actually talked to this particular driver myself before because she's put me 4 minutes down, and I have told her that she needs to make sure she stays in third position. She's not supposed to be in first position with her flashers on, but she continues to do it.
All right. Can you keep your responses just real brief, because I know exactly what's going on at least today. They've been involved in an accident, and they've been instructed to stay right where they're at and wait for a supervisor to check for damage.
Okay. Is there a way that you guys knew that you could send messages to us to let us know not to pull up behind them and get stuck?
Yeah. So when someone is there with their four-ways on, that's an indicator that they're dwelling there for whatever reason. And that's an indication that you should leave yourself a room to get around. And the proper way to service that stop from the second bus procedure is to get out of your bus, walk up to the front, announce yourselves, and service the bus there, and then you can go around. So that's what you need to do when you see someone in the first position with their four-ways on.
Okay, I'm glad you clarified that, because I've always been told that we are not to go around people in first position, even if they have their flashers on, because everyone's supposed to be in third position with their flashers on if they know they're going to be taking up space. So I'm glad you clarified that for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day. We're clear. Thanks, clear.